And so in our gospel this morning, we have the great character of John the Baptist, who appears in the wilderness wearing camel skin and eating locusts and wild honey. He sounds a very formidable character. Imagine trying to meet him. Always think about what it was like to meet John the Baptist, this sort of wild bloke out in the wilderness. But he knows that he's come and he's got a mission to do. When I was reading the gospel, it did put me in mind of something pre-Christmas. And we'd be singing away. And I was thinking about her because it's interesting with John the Baptist how you have this very flamboyant character, but he's going to take a backward seat. He's going to take a backward step. You know, if you met Jesus and John the Baptist, who would you notice? It'd be John the Baptist, you know, camel skin, eating locusts and wild honey. Well, he must have had some indigestion, mustn't he? Eating locusts and wild honey. This great big character who's been living in the wilderness, but yet he's not going to be the one. So as he comes in, he's already saying, I'm preparing the way for someone else. He's preparing the way for the light, for Jesus. So interestingly, this great character who will come into view knows he's not the one, knows he must take the backward step, knows he's there so that this light will shine brighter, that Jesus will be even brighter when he comes. If you like, he's the background. But nonetheless, he's important, because if it's not for John the Baptist, Jesus is going to have a tough time. John the Baptist, if you like, has to do the groundwork. He has to start, you know, the baptism, getting people ready, G-ing them up. Because when he does that, then it means when Jesus comes, he can get on with his mission. He's not going to have to do the groundwork. He will be able to get on, and he will be able to shine. It's very interesting. When I was at seminary many years ago now, I always remember a lecturer saying to us, he said, what is the job of a priest in a parish? And of course, we said to celebrate the sacraments and be there to anoint the sick and all the rest of it. And he would say, yes, he said, but what's the real reason you're there? And so he said, well, we don't know. And he said, think of a vase of flowers. You have these beautiful, shining flowers. But in order for them to shine, you've got to have the greenery. You've got to have the backdrop, because otherwise they don't look half as beautiful. So we all think we're the flowers. And he said, gentlemen, you are the greenery. He said, you are in a parish to let the people flourish, to let the people be the colour, to let the people be the beauty. That's why you are there in a parish. Yes, it's to celebrate the sacraments, but you are there so that your people may flourish and they may bloom and they may be the brightest colours in the town or village or city or wherever you are. And I've always remembered that, and I always remind a few of my colleagues that sometimes, you know. But I always remember that because, you know, when Jesus comes again, when he comes the first time, he is the one. He's the light. But when he comes again, who will be the light? Who will be, if you like, the brightest flowers? It'll be us. Because when he comes again, earth and heaven become one. He brings earth up to heaven. He makes it all one again. It's the completion of creation. And so when that happens, what is going to shine but creation? The earth. The people still here. Those who, you know, on that final day when we all come back, we're all here on earth, we will be the ones shining along with the earth, along with all of creation, because he'll bring the two together again. So it's interesting, isn't it, when we think about Advent, we have John the Baptist, he's getting ready for Jesus. Jesus is going to be the one that shines. But when he comes again, it'll be you and me that shine. Because when he comes again, earth and heaven will be one. What do we do at the moment? We pray and try and lead the best lives we can. We try and teach others about Jesus. And we try and help them understand that we have a loving God who will one day send his Son again to bring earth and heaven together, when creation will be totally fulfilled and will be totally part of God.